Biblically-centered kids.
Well, hello there. Today is Tuesday, December 24th, 2024. Yep, that's right. It's Christmas Eve. Yahoo! Well, this is Miss Danica.
And Mr. Johnny.
And we're so happy you're listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast.
And do you know what today is? Well, you guessed right. Today is Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas.
And it's also Old Testament Tuesday. Each Tuesday, as you know, we read and discuss a story from the Old Testament in the Bible that illustrates that week's biblical family virtue. The Bible is a book given to us from God that tells us all about Him. When we read it, we can discover what He's done in the past and then learn what He has to say to us today. So let's go ahead and get into God's Word, where we find absolute truth, godly wisdom, and the unchanging promises of our Creator.
This week's virtue is all about the gospel. Virtue Z says, we zealously share the gospel with others, living our lives in a manner that points to God. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been asked to share something important, even if it felt scary or hard? Well, this week, we're talking about how we can share God's message of love and truth with others, just like Jonah did. Jonah's story reminds us that when we obey God and tell others about Him, amazing things can happen. Let's hear about what Jonah did when God gave him a second chance to share His message.
One day, God spoke to Jonah and gave him a very important job. He said, "Go to the city of Nineveh and tell the people there that they need to stop doing the bad things. Tell them that if they don't listen, their city will be destroyed in 40 days. But Jonah didn't want to go do what God had asked. He didn't think the people of Nineveh deserved to be forgiven. So he ran the other direction. Jonah got on a ship to sail far, far away from Nineveh. But God sent a big storm that scared everyone on the ship. Jonah knew that the storm was because of him. So he told the sailors to throw him into the sea. And when they did, the storm stopped. Jonah thought he was done for, but God sent a giant fish to swallow him up. Jonah stayed inside the belly of the fish for 3 days. During that time, Jonah prayed to God and said he was sorry for disobeying. Then, 3 days later, God made the fish spit Jonah out onto dry land.
The second time God spoke to Jonah, Jonah obeyed God. Whew, thank goodness. He traveled to Nineveh, a huge city that took 3 days to walk through. As Jonah walked through the city, he called out God's message. In 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed. Well, the people of Nineveh heard Jonah's words, and something amazing happened. They believed him. They realized they had been sinning and needed to change. To show they were sorry, everyone stopped eating and wore sackcloth, a scratchy fabric that showed that they were humbling themselves before God. This wasn't just the people in the streets. Even the king of Nineveh joined in. The king got off his throne, put on a sackcloth, and sat in ashes to show how sorry he was.
The king made a big announcement to the whole city. He said, "No one, not even the animals, should eat or drink anything. Everyone should cry out to God and stop doing wrong things. Maybe God will forgive us and won't punish us." When God saw how the people of Nineveh changed their ways and stopped sinning, He had mercy on them. God decided not to destroy their city. Jonah had obeyed God, and his message brought the people of Nineveh back to God's mercy and back to God's love.
Jonah's story shows us how powerful it can be to share God's message with others. Even though it might seem scary or hard, God can use our obedience to help others know Him and turn their hearts towards Him. Just like Jonah, we can share the good news about God's love and forgiveness with those around us. Who knows how God might use your words to make a difference?
Let's pray. God, help us have a heart full of compassion like you. You want all people to come to the saving knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ. Don't let our own sinfulness and judgment keep us from preaching your good news. Help us to continually have a heart change to obey and listen to you. Help us to be bold and to speak up about your saving grace that covers every sin. We want all of our family and friends to know you in a real and powerful way. In Jesus' name,
amen. This week, let's remember this Bible verse, Matthew 28:19-20, where Jesus tells us to go and make disciples of all nations. It's a reminder that we have a part to play in sharing his message with the world. Don't forget to tell your mom or dad to visit biblicallycentered.com for some free downloads on biblically centered virtue.
And like we said, and like you know, tomorrow is Christmas. And we are going to have a very special Christmas episode that's going to be a lot of fun. So be sure to join us for that. And I hope that you have a great Christmas with your family. And we are so glad that you joined us today in the Old Testament. Until next time.